can't. Somebody help me.
Okay. So we're doing the Rambam, Hilchos Avodim, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Aleph. And the difficulty is really a continuation from the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud Aleph, the last few halachas there that we did, that we explained, that it's three. But over here, it seems like it's impossible, because he says, Nimtzas lomad shehamones ager hazeh over b'shlosh alavim. Mishum v'losonu v'shesamiso, mishum v'ger losonu, mishum losonenu. V'chein over mishum v'losuchatzenu, k'mo shebiyanu b'imin hanoya. So it's four. I mean, the Lech HaMishnah asks question, it's four. He should have said, Nimtzas lomad shehamones ager hazeh over b'arbo alavim. And besides, why didn't he include the lav of onoas mamon also? That exists by ger. So what I'm thinking of saying here is like this, that the Rambam says that nimtzas lomad, where is that? He's a ger tzedek, okay. Shfaruch b'yosef, nimtzas lomad, in the middle of a lachir alav, nimtzas lomad, shamon es hager hazeh. The Rambam says, this ger. What is a ger hazeh? He means the ger that went from avdus to gerus, which is different than an ordinary ger. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what are the differences over here? See, I believe the difference is like this, that there's no spillover from onoas dvorim to onoas mama in this gear, because this gear was an evit, so it wasn't a baal mama. So that's why there's no spillover from onoas dvorim to onoas mama, because his background was avdus. So he didn't have, he wasn't a bar hochi of mama. Okay? So therefore, the Rambam says, what is he over? You're over shlosh lam, lo sonu ish esamiso. That's what? That's anas dvarim. Mm-hmm. The ger lo sona, he's a ger also, and lo sonenu. So you're only going to be over three on the anas dvarim. Then the Rambam adds, V'chein over mishum v'lo silchatzena k'moshe b'yarno. That if you did oppress him with money, you'll be over v'lo silchatzena, just like we explained before, that'll come out to three. You follow?
Three other ones.
Yeah. If you did an os mamo. So the Rambam is saying like this, the chain over mishum v'lo silchotzenu, if you do onos mamon, kemosha bi'ani, which like we explained before, that'll be three. So it comes out, if you do onos dvarim here, you can't include onos mamon, because he's not a baruch yav mamon. So therefore, you're just going to be over three losonus on onos dvarim. That's the shlosha. Okay. But the chain, the Rambam says, if you do onos mamon, you'll be over, just like I explained before, three. That's the v'chein.
How could he be over onos mamon to a guy who's not a bar hachiv mamon?
He cheated him. If he cheated him, you're over.
Cheating now.
Right, he's cheating him now.
Then you run into the other system.
That doesn't affect it. It's not a bar hachiv mamon.
It does affect
it. Saying he's
not a... Because of his history, it doesn't have a psychological effect.
Because of his history, he's a special case. He has an additional velos on Anu, and there's no spillover into onos mamon. But if you will actually be mona him in mamon, then it's definitely...
He's barach in dvarim.
Yes, and then you're going to have dvarim also, so it'll be three. So that's exactly why the Rambam says v'chein. V'chein means, and the same exact way that we explained before, you'll be over three.
Because he's a regular girl.
Yes.
But if you do it for a moment, then wouldn't it be four? Because you have Lotonenu also? The new one. Because the new one is only by Dvar, right? Or the new one is only by Dvar. The new one by Eved is only an Dvar.
Right.
So you're not going to be over four if you do Mamon.
No.
You're over the three that he explained earlier.
That's right.
Why is that?
because the Veloso Nenu is over, is Onasdvaram, Zuanasdvaram.
Right, why do you need an extra one by, for an evident Onasdvaram?
Because he's sensitive.
He's also sensitive by Mama.
No, but it's only on Losan and a Zu Honayasdvaram. That's only Honayasdvaram. Because of his sensitivity. But the spillover will be the regular spillover before. In other words, the Veloso Nenu, that's what the Rambam says, that Veloso Nenu Zu Honayasdvaram. I'm taking out the F. Zu Honayasdvaram. It's only exclusively Honayasdvaram because of his sensitivity. Yeah, we're going with the Girsa that's in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Zuon Nostvarm. We're taking out the Yaf. Okay. So the mistake is the way they read the last part of the Rambam when it says, V'chein over, Mishu V'lo Suchatzena. He doesn't mean in this case.
It's a qualitative thing.
That's right. He's saying, you're all, and also, will be over V'lo Suchatzena, K'moshe B'yano B'nanoi Noach. If he does Lo Suchatzenu, it's like we explained what happened there, it's going to be three.
Works out that way.
It's interesting that in Kafach's Girsa, there's no period after the Lo Suchatzenu. And there shouldn't be. Because it goes together. V'chein over mishum v'lo Suchatzenu k'moshu b'yanu b'nyin anoya. So there's no period there. So Kafach is right. It's interesting, huh?
Period here in this the regular
printing. That's a mistake. Wow, that's pretty amazing. He must have had a good gear set there.
He did have the Zuaf though. So
how do you have it?
He had Zuaf. I don't think that's a possible gear set. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's like trying to accommodate both Lashonos without really meaning anything.
I guess it's better than just
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's better than just off.
I guess, yeah.
Unless the reason why off is there is because he's telling you, even though you have it once already.
Either way, it's only
on Asdvar,
though. He's not.
In other words, it's only, even though you have it once already by a gear, but here he's telling you, you have it again.
Never is also Barak.
Right.
So if you do on the mice, if you have an Ebed, you would be over on Asdvar to your Ebed.
No, I mean, if he's Yisrael, if he's a gear.
Right.
But not while he's an Eved.
But an Eved Yisrael you would be.
An Eved Yisrael you would be.
Because even though you couldn't be able to, I know it's Mamal to an Eved Yisrael, because he has no ownership at that point.
Right. You mean you can't do it?
Right.
Because you had Eved, you had Rabbo.
And why only this Eved? Well, shouldn't it be any Eved?
Unless... what does Gemara say? That somebody gave him money. I'm not ashamed of the rabbi for Shisba. So it is possible. That's
not like gave money for what, Rebbe?
He gave the Eved money. I'm not ashamed of the rabbi for Shisba.
Yeah.
Is it an Eved that's freed? Regular Eved that's freed?
It says what?
Is it a regular Eved who's freed? Why shouldn't that apply to him?
Eved Kanani? Eved
Kanani. That's freed. Why is it only an Eved Shabar from Echutz Laris Laris?
Shuffle rule?
He has that special kind of shvaruch as opposed to just any Eved that's Mishtacher? Because he says Eved Zeh, right?
Eved Zeh.
I'm thinking about Gerd.
What?
Gerd, not Eved Zeh.
Eved Zeh Shebaruch.
Yeah.
Oh, from the top second.
Right.
What is it? You're not talking about Shemon, it's a Gerd Zeh. You're right.
The second one.
What's the other case? You mean where
he means why is it if you just free him?
Right.
Why aren't you over there?
And he's not really a ger tzedek. He just technically becomes a ger, but it's not.
That's correct.
You're just dying away.
This guy ran away to get Darcy Strong. So yeah. That makes him a Garrett Sadler as opposed to just the guy who happens to be a Garrett?
That's just Freed, yeah.
But therefore what? I mean, he's not a Shal Ruach, or we don't care about him as much, or...
That's a good question.
He's saying that Noah is not Shal Ruach.
Yeah.
If you free him, then he has that, because he has certain independence.
Right. Here he just, here he slipped out.
So he's not sensitive to the moment.
That's good.
Now what? That when he runs away and he gets free?
So he didn't obtain a legitimate freedom. Yeah. We freed him.
Right. He's always looking over his shoulder.
Right.
He's
not sensitive to the moment.
So that's why he feels like nothing. The other guy that was free.
He'll be more sensitive.
Yeah, so I deserve it.
So there, I mean, there would be a spillover in that kind of.
No.
It would just be. There'd be a spillover.
Right. That this is a special case. Evan Chabarov is a special case.
Does Evan have been free earlier in his life?
No.
How could that be? It'd be a Yisrael.
Then.
Then he'd be a Jew.
There's an Evan Kanani.
No. An Evan Kanani.
Yes.
Before he's a Nebuchadnezzar, so somebody comes and steals him and makes him a Nebuchadnezzar.
A Jew?
So he's free, no?
A Jew?
Okay, let's say a Jew.
No, I can't become a Nebuchadnezzar.
Right, that's
the case. There's no case there. How could a Jew that was on later on Sinai become a Nebuchadnezzar?
No. A guy.
Right.
Becomes Nebuchadnezzar.
A free guy.
Yes.
Can he become an Evid?
Yeah.
Okay, so before he was an Eved, he was free. So he was a Baal Mamon.
That's what you mean.
Yeah, but the thing is, usually, it's not the way it usually works. That's not the way it usually works.
It's usually
there are Vodim.
It's usually
Lolom. Lolom. Mehem Tiknu Eved the Yama. I mean.
Overcame to the Mokhama. It became an Eved to the Mokhama.
That experience changed.
Okay, what happened? Oh, it's.
Right, you can come.
Yeah, okay, so Shlomo's mentioning that in the mitzvah lo sasa reish nun hey, so the Rambam says that you shouldn't have a havmina to think that ze eved lo yizbayish menosvon, because he's so low he can't have any busha. So that's somewhat of a raya to our idea that he can't have onos the sensitivity of onos mama. That's good.
Aaron also.
Interesting.
That's good. Okay, so Aaron also said the same. So it's Shlomo's case and Aaron Zimmer. Now we got the record right. All right, what is going to say? You have to say B'Shem Amro, maybe Gulo. Let's hope. We certainly could use it.
That's for sure.
Yeah, what happened in that Williamsburg change?